city, you just can't be that, we could have done this, if that's all Germany's hope is, and Germany ain't got much future. But nevertheless, that's irrelevant.
And
I think for you to pick up, I will present these to you, and you pick them up and give him a line that he needs to hear. I wouldn't say we'll play it. I don't want to say that we're enthusiastic about Ostpolitik.
Absolutely not.
I noticed that. I was trying to say that.
Absolutely.
I didn't plan to say that. We want to come Berlin. That's right.
Watson is just now in my office, and he's very bitter about the state having leaked a cable of a Pompidou appeal to you, which he stupidly sent through state, and they leaked it.
Appeal to me? Oh.
On the ex-import financing for Algeria.
Well, goddamn why the state leaked it.
Oh, because...
Isn't that horrible?
Oh, it's outrageous.
I'm getting to the point for...
Well, he says they're a menace.
I would visit him, not inviting him to that dinner.
He won't be able to come. Truth levels and so forth, you can talk from your own. The major thing is that they should make a bigger contribution, but anything you want to throw to me, I'll give you. Negotiations are at the point they offered us 360 million, something like that. We asked for 850.
Now they offer the interest-free loans.
That's a new idea that they're just exploring. Really, I'm having lunch with Connolly today at your suggestion that I bring him up today. Can I tell him about these separate negotiations? Can I tell him as much as Mitchell knows? With the Vietnamese, with the Chinese, I'm not telling you that.
Chinese, no, no. That one's just got to be friendly. I would pull in your own staff. I would just keep that area. Need to know.
Only one person knows that. Defense at Lake, I have to say, that he didn't take any document.
No,
but it was a sign.
It's safe.
I agree.
Anybody, just figure that anybody will.
He said, you know, I used to be a dove, but these guys are making me hard.
Oh.
is it? They're making me hogs.
Well, we have to play, you know, after all that, we went through all the agony again. People wanted an amendment. They wanted to have a sound man Jerry Ford yesterday, and less, and they came in. After I talked to him a little while, Jerry said, well, I think we just ought to fight it out, not submit it. And I said, well, I prefer that. I said, I know it's hard, but Henry, would you really come down to it? I just think we've got to tell these guys, look, you either have to, I did for the benefit of Bill Young. Bill Young is emotionally old and hung up because of the damn narcotics. You see, what a thing for a United States Senator to allow that to be the issue. That's why I had to get our little boys here and our college jurisdiction. It was tough as hell.
It was very clever.
Put it in a broader context and point out that there were more people that tended to expose and left. Maybe the arms should just be good. It could be. You know, it straightens up a lot of people. But I think by the time we got through this meeting, they heard it's good to give them some kind of just tough, hard talk. You followed up just right. I love to give them.
I did this to Henry Hufford last week, and he ran into me yesterday. He said, you know, you didn't tell me anything, but you have given me more food for thought. Because I said, go ahead, write what you want. It actually helped our game plan. Let's say we blew it.
Well, I think the one thing is that it could be 2 points every day, but one, we've got to put it right on the line that if the Senate votes or the Congress votes a deadline, they destroy the negotiations.
And we can prove that.
And we will prove it. I mean, I'm just, when I notice, I said, all right, that's a vote, and it's a vote of no confidence. And second, I think we also have got to stand very firm in another way on this whole business of this damn New York Times thing. I think it just fine Mitchell took it on. Main reason is, if Johnson is right, the whole integrity of the presidency is fine.
I think we have to do two things, and you did them this morning. One is we should not leave the impression that we are supporting the substance of these documents, that we do it because we are worried about that.
Well, I pointed out, I said, Johnson, who's going to question his intent or contingency plans all the time? I don't know what the hell it is.
So we shouldn't give the impression that we are covering up the documents. On the other hand, we have to defend the integrity of the process of government. If anybody can take cases full of documents out of here, if the New York Times then decides what's in the national interest, that's impossible.
I don't know. No, come on.
Just very quickly, I'm going to tell the Attorney General wanted to clarify my posture on the New York Times situation. Your posture right now is when you came into office, new assessment, new policy being followed.
We made an independent assessment based on all the documents that were available.
And we're voting on the posture.
We have, and this is basically an inter-family fight. We were not involved in this. On the substance, that's right. Oh, the opinions.
Yes.
The opinions in this study, basically. We have nothing to do with that. I mean, we're not going to express any opinion about whether they, who knew what, that's true. You better ask that if you've been chosen. That's a question to be directed to the previous administration, not to this administration.
Exactly. We won't.
Continuing on the question, the summary this morning indicates that the White House reached this with outrage. What they said was that Washington agreed it with outrage. We're talking about very low key here, so that perhaps everybody's trying to show. Now, in terms of the injunction, I'm going to simply say that without discussing the content, the concern of the Justice Department goes to the release of classified and classified information.
I put it this way, I have another way to do it. I would say, gentlemen, it is the responsibility of the Justice Department to enforce the law. The law specifically provides that in the case classified documents are printed, that certain procedures are to be followed for the if the government is to be able to prosecute those. And in this case, the Attorney General was required to follow this procedure to notify the public, the one who publicized the document, responsible for publication, to warn them. Otherwise, we would have waived the right of the government to prosecute those who were guilty of publication. In other words, this was a necessary act.
approach you thought we'd take to this is that the New York Times and the Society has the right to communicate what they feel is the best interest of the American people. They do not have the right, the legal authority, or the right to declassify documents which they conclude is in the interest of the
American people. That is, the law specifically provides that only, as a matter of fact, the president, I think, is the person who declassifies.
The president?
You have the theoretical right, but they're well established procedures.
Yes, the law provides for established procedures for declassification. The law specifically prohibits declassification by anything other than these procedures, and therefore it was the fact that there was an apparent, you're not making a charge, it's an apparent declassification procedures, and it's our responsibility to protect that procedure.
Then I'll say, they'll say, did the president order this? No, the attorney general's handling the
attorney general.
Legal aspects. Did he talk to the president? Yes, he did. Last week before he called the Times.
Sure. Right. The president informed the president that in order to carry out his responsibility of enforcing the law with regard to unauthorized declassification, he would have to notify the Times. The president said, I approve of your taking whatever action is necessary to meet our responsibilities of carrying out the law. We are going to defend the classification. We're going to defend the classification system.
Then they'll ask you a question. Of course they do, but that's a separate issue.
It's a right to know. That's a matter we're not arguing with the Times. And also, we're not getting into this family quarrel. Put it on this. We're not getting into this family quarrel as to who did what to whom in the previous administration. Just put it that way. That's what I told the leaders. This family quarrel. So who did what to whom and who is responsible for what. That's a matter you can direct all your questions to them. But we do have a responsibility to defend the classification system. If anybody ever sees anybody from the Times again, I want you to understand this. Except in the press conference. Ever. They're off this staff. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
That's you and everybody. That's Frank. That's everybody. And I mean, simple alone. Never heard it be in the room. Never. Until I get to my board. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I agree, sir.
You cannot allow this.
Unforgivable.
Okay.
I just wanted to check on this Sabrina appointment.
Yeah.
I think it has an advantage, given this growing vigor and given the on China.
Yeah.
Literally, you shouldn't have any substantive conversation. If you just take the document, say they'll study it. Oh, yes, that would be fine. That would be frankly very helpful.
But they better get up on it. They want to sign up.
They'll have it in 2 weeks. We'll have the answer. We don't want it now, Mr. President. It'd be a hell of a lot better to get it before, in another week or two.
Oh, no, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the way I feel, the reason I approved that thing last night, you were there, and I told Mitchell, I knew it would blow out the story. But, God, this guy, wasn't that Dominic a pitiful son of a bitch again today?
I don't know what happened to
the guy. What is the matter with it? He says, I've got to tell you that these very nice boys came in to see me, and they said, gee, they don't think the Irish going to make it, and they think that we've got a coalition government. Now, what in the Christ are you talking about?
It's the story.
Of course.
Great communist line.
Huh?
It's strange.
Right. Remember that. You
kinds. They're going to do the same to you next year. They're just going to move file cabinets out during the campaign. I mean, these guys...
Yeah, they'll have a whole story of the menu series.
Well, we keep our files separately, Mr. Baker.
I know.
They'd have to get
them. Larry will have a copy and Rogers will have a copy. They won't open right out their goddamn memorandums. That's what I have to
say. Yeah, but we don't do business quite that way. We keep most of the files.
I know you, but you know, I've had these people in on allowance. We have to discuss.
Oh, yeah, they have.
I don't know about that. They did the memorandum.
I don't think any cabinet member will leak his personal file. Now, afterwards, they may do it, but not in a campaign.
Let me say this, though, that between the two of us this morning, I thought we left those guys
soft
with some real shittiness.
Oh, God. I think so.
Yeah.
And also the confidence, both of especially you.
You were able to follow up.
Yeah, but I was explaining to them why you had been so confident. That's really what I was doing.
That's good. They come to know that we, and I think reminded them of salt.
Yeah.
None of them appreciated this. And I said, a week before, everybody was saying it was dead and something happened.
Of course, Mr. President, China, I think we've got. The only question is how they're going to attack it.
It's a question how we want it.
Yeah. I mean, they...
Yeah, if, but you see, China is something else. I mean, they'll say, well, so you want to make a trip to China. It depends what we get out of it. With regard to salt and Russia, so something
like that. Well, no one is going to say, so you're going to take a trip to China, because if you had announced to